Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, Radio. I know y'all remember this one.
Hell yeah.
Hot Talk Radio getting it in, baby.
We're doing this one for all the ladies.
2013.
H-Town Boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the night.
Yeah, I know you remember this one. What you wanted to do, cuz? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. And I know damn well you didn't think we was going to change that shit up for 2013. What's up,
yeah.
What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker, a.k.a. DJ Hell No. Hell no, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I'm making this shit work. DJ Trapper John. Swerve G. Pimpin' Sweet. Big Baby.
Get that old
your girl, Lady Libra, hell. We going in, y'all. Let go. Hot Talk Radio. Today, tomorrow, for motherfucking ever. You gon' respect this motherfucking precious
pussy.
Babe
on the beat. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
We coming through your speakers and we live from the ATL. Radio,
radio,
it's Hot Talk Radio.
That's all.
It's Hot Talk Radio,
radio,
it's Hot Talk Radio, live from the ATL. It's Lady Libra, y'all.
It's
Trapper, Trapper, Trapper John.
Trapper John.
Trapper. Pippin, 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 Sweet.
Pippin, Sweet.
Swerve, Swerve, Swerve,
Swerve G.
G. Swerve, Swerve, Swerve G. Yo, boy, Big Baby.
Yeah.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
We coming to the radio live from the ATL. Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio live from the ATL.
We coming from the street.
Coming from the street, from the street, street. We took to your sheets, to your sheets, to your sheets. We take it to your sheets, to your sheets, to your sheets. We drop that heat, we drop that heat, we drop that heat, we drop that heat. It's Hot Talk Radio,
radio,
radio. It's Hot Talk Radio,
radio,
radio. Let's go.
Hey,
yeah. What up, Lady Libra?
Yeah.
What up, DJ Trapper John?
Yeah.
You know we working with your boy Big Baby. Word G, what's up? Pimpin' Sweet, I see you, cut. Yeah, yeah. You already know what time it is, man. Let's get the show started. Hot Talk Radio.
I just want to give a special shout out to all those super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the whole entire world. We're trying so hard to get y'all basic ass bitches to unleash the bitch in you. That bitch said super bitches. God damn it, I like it.
Talk Radio.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. I know y'all missed us, but that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We fall back, you know what I'm saying, shake you up a little bit, make you get nervous, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? I ain't heard Hot Talk Radio in a couple of days, you know what I'm saying? Then we just come back, you know, fuck you up again, you know what I'm saying? We like to keep y'all guessing, because see, when y'all start, you know, thinking this shit is predictable, you get too comfortable, you know what I'm saying? We want to keep you uncomfortable, you know what I'm saying? Because when you get too comfortable, you start doing dumb shit, uh-oh. And it's Too Dumb Tuesday on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. The show where the pimps, players, hustlers, gangsters, trappers, anything in the world deem seem not right, enlighten the world on the topic at hand. And in my case, I'm all to be a motherfucking bull. That's right. I'm a pimp. I'm a player. I'm a hustler. I'm a gangster. I'm a trapper. You know what I'm saying? That's what my whole shit. You know what I'm saying? But ain't nothing better than having the pimps, players, hustlers, and gangsters of High Top Radio on deck. We got the number one pimp. The pimp of them all. The pimpest of pimps. Let me, you know what? Let me do this shit right. Because if I don't do this shit right, it's going to be a problem. And I'm going to be having to suspend somebody, write them up. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been told I like to fire people. But I don't never remember hiring no goddamn body. You know, this is a show where motherfuckers just join. You like it, you just, you know, call in and just do you. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm saying, you fired everybody. I don't even ever remember hiring no goddamn body. You know what I'm saying? Let me do this shit right.
Represent the streets. Represent all my hood fellas out there. And all my hood ladies out there with street isms from across the world. We want to bring out somebody. Hold on. Just let me let that beat ride for a minute. As he get ready, as he prepares to come to you with street isms like you never heard before. Pivot Sweet, you ready? Yeah, introducing Pivot Sweet. Come on, man, drop some of that knowledge on them. Talk radio.
Man, you already know, man. What to do, Hot Talk Radio, what it is, cut, man. What's happening, man? What to do, everybody?
Let me do this. I know you like to pray when you come on, so let's bow our heads for the pimp prayer. Tell that what I'm drinking. Let's bow our heads for the pimp's prayer.
A minute. Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You know, we done got past the prayer. Now, the show's gang, one of the show's gangsters have checked in. You know, the one that holds my AK-47 for me. So let's do everything in decently in order on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. Since y'all say I took over y'all motherfucking show and, you know, we're following the script. Y'all don't stick to the script, but I had them took it to another direction. I'm trying to clean the shit up on y'all behalf.
Hot Talk Radio. Everybody stay tuned. Up next, we got the weather. We're trying to get the weatherman up the top of the building. He came to the studio today on a spaceship or hovercraft, I don't know. But can we please get Big Baby to the studio? We need to try to get the weather. Bringing you the weather, it's your black Big Baby. So don't go nowhere. Hot Talk Radio gonna tune you in, baby.
Talk Radio.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
The rest of the super niggas and all the rest of the motherfucking trappers and hustles and gangsters, we'll be checking in. But in the meantime, this Big Baby topic tweet. Big Baby,
hey, man, hold up, man. That ain't no Big Baby when you on trip to take over Tuesday, man. So now on for the rest of the show, you refer to my nigga as Yeho. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeho, a.k.a. a group of super niggas. They just so happen to be kings. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Y'all some dumbasses. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all make me sick. But that Big Baby type. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm expecting them to really enlighten.
Hold up.
I'm glad you're talking tonight. Jesus. Go ahead. Say something.
Hold up, man.
before you even get started with all that bit, baby stuff, man, that's for the Buster Roll, man. This is not no other
part of that. Yeah, I'll skill me, young ho.
Make sure you get it right, man. You're going to have to get it right tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody and everything. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, ho. Yeah, nah, bitch. I mean, well, hold up. Yeah,
I'm gonna change
tonight.
That's what I'm talking about. You can just change tonight. That's what I'm talking about. No, we ain't.
Yeah, ho, nah, bitch. Whatever you want me called tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, bitch.
Nah, bitch. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, bitch.
Nah, bitch.
No, bitch. That's how we do it.
Yeah, man, shout out to the Union of Pimps, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole institute, man. I fucks with y'all, man. Keep fucking with your boy. We already in this motherfucker, man.
True story.
So, I'm going to open up with the intro to give people what, you know, give them definition of dumb. And then we're going to proceed with, you know, the dumb shit. Because I've been seeing you showing your ass. I mean, nah, bitch, I'm sorry. So I've been seeing you showing out on Facebook for the last couple of days. I'm like, damn. I heard you talking about motherfuckers dumb. And, you know what I'm saying? Talking about who didn't graduate from school and how much education you got. So, you know, I'm like, damn. It's on my DJ Yelho, a.k.a. group of super niggas. There just so happened to be a king, also known as Nah, bitch. Gotta get off. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me do this shit right. Damn. I'm sorry if my finger hit the mute button. I'm sorry. I be going in and out. Okay. So once I read the topic, we're going to proceed and let Nah, bitch get started. I like that shit.
I know.
It's time to take over Tuesday, y'all. And it's too dumb Tuesday. You know. And I'm here to give y'all the definition and explain what dumb is. Lacking intelligence or good judgment, dull-witted, lacking the power to speak. Call in and tell us about the dumb shit going on around you. So, you know, it ain't you. But that's one of those definitions that I have seen the fellas flip again. You know what I'm saying? Like, it says, you know, lacking intelligence or good judgment, dull-witted, and lacking the power to speak. But I heard the fellas be like, you know what I'm saying? Damn, shawty. She got a dumb booty, you know what I'm saying? So before y'all flip it and explain to the world, those over in these foreign countries that, you know, that it's one of those, you know, they got a cut definition and then it's got the Webster definition. Big baby, what exactly was it that you was, Nah, bitch. Explain to these people what the hell was going on with you on Facebook. Because, I mean, you know, I'm the one that's usually showing my ass on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you know, I have to let the world know what's on my mind. But it just shocked me to just see you going. I mean, you were going in so hard. I felt bad for the person you were talking to.
Well, you know, I don't really do the Facebook flex type of thing. You know what I'm saying? But when a nigga messaged me in my inbox, then I got it. That means that you ain't seen me, and so I can't really get it on site because I don't see you. So I motherfucking Facebook blast your ass because that's what you need at the time. You know what I'm saying?
What had the person done? I mean,
man, you know, talk to a nigga about some studio time, and you know, you try to tell the nigga, look, man, you know, you need to pronounce your words, or you know what I'm saying, some shit like that. Then a nigga hit me in my inbox with, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Hold it, bitch. Hold it. Slow down, bitch. Bitch, you come to my studio, so that means you ain't got my shit at your house, right? Shit.
Right.
That's it. You heard my motherfucking music? You heard what that shit sound like? That shit fire. So, shit, when I tell your ugly ass song that don't know shit, obviously, you know you should listen. But you know how niggas is, man. They dumb and fuck, man.
So, you were saying that he wasn't being articulate?
Man, that nigga was mumbling. You can't understand what the fuck that nigga was saying.
So he's supposed to have been a rapper or a singer. I mean, give me some details. He was a rapper.
Right.
And his lyrics, you know, because when you're speaking, you know, on when you're recording, you got to be clear. Because if you don't, and if you haven't gotten the shit mixed and mastered, you really ain't going to be able to understand shit you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
You know, nigga be like, why my shit don't sound like T.I.? Because you don't rap like T.I. Shit.
No, he's very articulate. You know what I'm saying? He's very articulate. And,
bitch, you lying,
you know, I really enjoy listening to him because I can understand everything.
What up, kid?
I cannot believe you asked. You over here talking to the motherfuckers in the cut. Why are we...
Shit, man, you know how we do, man. Shit.
You hear that
car? Why cuz go sign the key? That's how we supposed to do it, man. Ain't no other way. There ain't no right way to do it, man. You do it your way. That's how we trying to fuck. You know what I mean?
Okay. We got to call them. Let's see what they got to say. What's going on, 44287? Who it is?
They call on what's happening.
What's happening?
Y'all got it. What's good?
Well, you know, it's Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. The show where the pimp players, gangsters, hustlers, trappers, everything in the world deemed night right. Enlighten the world on the topic at hand. And tonight is Too Dawn Tuesday. But what we, you know, I've been listening to the fellas and y'all dialogue. Dumb is another one of those words that has a double meaning. It can mean something derogatory, but on the flip side, it can mean something fantastic at the same damn time. Like when y'all saying y'all want a smart girl with a dumb booty. I mean, can y'all explain just what the fuck does that mean? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a smart girl. But, you know, I need to know because, I mean, they're saying my booty is dumb. I don't think that's flattery to say that my butt, does, you know, is lacking intellect. You know, I'm confused.
I'm going to tell y'all like this. Gorilla Zoe made it best. I'm dumb. I'm a dolo. So, dumb is also a way of saying, man, I'm hot. You know what I'm saying? So with the smart girl, dumb booty thing, they ain't do nothing but, you know what I'm saying, bite Gorilla Zoe and just, you know, took over where Gorilla Zoe started. You know what I'm saying? Dog can mean hot, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I tell the niggas all day, man, my dog is dumb. I got a dog that's dumb on them 26s, you know? So, I mean, it ain't a bad thing, but, you know, I ain't going to lie. You know, we getting older, man. Everybody got this way of talking, this swag shit, man. You know, all this shit. This is crazy, man. It's to a point now, you know, you can goddamn say any goddamn thing. A nigga can say some shit, man, and be like, you know, some new shit. And mother be like, man, you know, that shit, that was hot. So everybody pick up to it. But I'm kind of lost with that dumb thing, too, man. I'm used to thinking dumb was just being stupid. You know what I'm saying? I didn't
find it flattering for him to tell me I was a smart girl, but my booty was dumb. I mean, you're saying
well, let me pick up behind that, man. You know what I'm saying? From the cut definition of dumb, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna get it to you from a nigga point of view and from a hoe point of view, man. You know what I mean? Let me say, all y'all hoes out there, man, you know what I'm saying, that's trying to get a boyfriend and settle down and shit, that shit is dumb. And
that's
the same thing for you, trip.
Yeah, that's
trying to save house. That shit is dumb. Know what I'm saying? Get that shit right. Yeah.
Motherfuckers taking pictures on Instagram, butt ass nigga. That shit dumb. But then trying to catch the nigga. That shit dumb. That shit dumb.
Yeah.
That shit dumb. Then when the nigga come at you, after you just took the picture and you got there walking with the nose in there. Nah. So that ain't dumb.
How y'all niggas that putting on in the club, you know what I'm saying? That broke nigga that's out there spending your last $20, man, trying to buy hoes drinks, man. We ain't got nothing but a dub. That shit dumb.
That shit dumb. got an empty bottle of motherfucking rosé, and then you go fill it up with some goddamn pink lemonade while you're in the club. That shit dumb. That shit
pink
dumb.
Lemonade in the club now?
No, I'm just saying, you know how motherfuckers is, man. You got 20 niggas in the goddamn VIP, and you got one goddamn bottle, and everybody's sipping out that one bottle. That shit dumb.
Yeah, that's dumb.
That shit dumb.
I got DJ Yeah Ho said the nigga was dumb because he didn't finish school. So, I mean, look, now I got to say something. Now, we have a lot of teenagers. I'm talking about, if I even call up the number of teenagers, some of y'all might get a little offended. But, okay, don't play with me. Don't play with my motherfucking pussy. Let me tell you something. All of us that was young, we knew about Two Live Crew, we knew about the dogs, we knew about everything that was. So what in the fuck make you think they don't know about Hot Talk Radio? So it is my job to enlighten y'all. Keep your asses in school. It is dumb of you not to go. Got it? I mean, it's so many teenagers listening to this shit. People be saying they need to be banned. You ain't gonna ban a goddamn thing because you can't keep them listening. It is dumb of you to even think you can, because really and truly, if you listen to Hot Talk Radio, we enlightening y'all motherfucking asses and saving the world one show at a time. And it's dumb of you to think we're not.
The young niggas trying to break in these houses and shit, goddamn trying to take niggas shit. That shit dumb.
That's dumb. That's not an intellectual decision.
No, it's not.
Deal with it.
The nigga
had
a pot over.
A nigga want to
goddamn go to rent. You're not doing your homework?
Dumb. A nigga going to rent some wheels and put on their whip? That's dumb.
How is that? Okay, you know what I think is dumb? No, I think for motherfuckers to charge gas is dumb. You know why?
Yeah.
And by the time the bill comes, you not use that gas and bottle. Come on. Are you serious?
Man.
You still paying for gas that you done used a month ago.
I got one more for you folks
out here, man. That's, you know what I'm saying, that need to be made as a public service announcement, man. All y'all tricks out there, man, you know what I'm saying? Stop going off in them hoes raw, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit's
extra. Now, that's extra dumb.
That's extra dumb.
That's a dumb with a capital D-U-M-B.
That's a dumb
even
girl.
Niggas,
even let a nigga go up
paying,
there
even
raw.
Though, even though them niggas pay double, you know what I'm saying? That shit dumb.
You're a dumb girl and let a nigga go on you raw. And the fella said so.
Hell yeah. I'd be a fool goddamn going to motherfucking Raleigh. He is crazy.
Dumb. That's right, dumb.
Hell to the nah.
Yeah, he said hell nah.
I like that.
Great big dummy, dumb girl. somebody a blow. Blow. Giving every guy try. Try. Wait, give it eye. There's something that you're missing. The money can buy. Buy. When it comes to love, you even hate it by keeping your silly, silly, dumb, dumb, and just plain stupid. Dumb girl.
Violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
That's right, DJ Hell in this bitch. Hell no, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I make this shit work. Simple sweet.
Yeah, I already know, man. You know what I'm saying?
I had to apologize for the switchboard. You know what? You know, Pamper Juice Takeover Tuesday has a very, very, very tedious audience. And sometimes the switchboard gets so overloaded, it starts throwing. It has gotten so bad that it threw me the fuck off. How the fuck the switchboard gonna throw the goddamn host off?
Dang.
The motherfucker who cut the check. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck it gets that dumb on Hot Talk Radio? You know what I'm saying? Because y'all said dumb is a good thing. So I'm gonna just say it like that.
Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, man. Everybody already know to come over here to act dumb. You know what I'm saying? We don't come over here with no structure. We undisciplined. We do what we do, and we do it well. We stay in our lane. We keep it moving. We keep it pimping, and we keep it funky. That's all we know. In the cut. Live in the cut. Shout out to my...
I'm rich, bitch!
Shout out to my nigga Lane the Lane, man. Shout out to my nigga Yeah Ho, man. Shout out to my nigga in the trap, man. Shout out to that girl Diamond, man. That girl Dilemma. Everybody else will fuck with this Hot Talk Radio, Hot Talk TV shit, man. Them Cola Young, Zone 3, Zone 4, Zone 1, all the zones in the A. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to give y'all one more, man, one more of this dumb shit. Everybody who's from Atlanta, y'all nigga, sports fans from Atlanta, from Georgia. If y'all cheer for any of these Georgia teams, y'all niggas dumb if y'all think they're going to win.
How you gonna call the phone dumb, cuz? What the hell?
I'm from here, man. You know what I'm saying? I play sports. You know what I'm saying? I did my thing. And you know what I'm saying? I know what it takes to be a champion. And all I'm saying is these Georgia team is never going to give us no championship besides the Braves. You know what I'm saying? The Braves, I fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? But everybody else, all the Georgia shit, man. And they keep cheering for the Falcon Hawks, all the other shit, Georgia Bulldogs. Hey, man, y'all niggas dumb, man. Y'all think they gonna ever win?
You mean to tell me you think that they gonna, that they wasting their time, that, you know, that they don't think that we're gonna one day, you know, they gonna make it all the way through, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, just specifically Falcons fans, all y'all Falcons fans. Yeah, they good. They been doing good, you know what I'm saying? They
y'all ain't got good. Three bags.
I cannot believe you see how dumb he is. He had to know. That's what Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday consists of, world. For those new listeners, because we have new listeners every show. I know you're probably wondering, like, damn, motherfuckers be in the studio. Pimp and Sweet has been known to be having orgasms during the show. This is what, you know, this is the kind of show that Tuesday
ain't got no three pass.
That's why I don't come on three pack. Wait a minute, hold on. What coming right here? Is he? I guess you say he's not going
in
the
show.
We here. We hear
God
you
damn.
In store.
I ain't know y'all cue me in or not.
But see, Carl's like that. He like that undisciplined shit. See,
yeah,
if he was on the switchboard right now, he would start just playing music, you know, and just doing shit. Cause see, he don't got no law and order on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, but I keep trying to tell him that everything had, it's dumb of him to think that the show can be willy-nilly.
Yeah,
well, I'm going to tell you for the college, Shine, you know what I'm saying? One thing about Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday is like this, we're an internet show. It's the only time, only day of the week, when the niggas from the streets can get a chance to check in and be on some internet shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't do no internet. You know what I mean? We in the streets every day, all day, anyway. So Tuesday is our only day that we can come in, do our thing, and then we can keep it moving. That's all, though. Don't you take over Tuesday? Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I got a question. I want to ask Carlos this, and then I'm gonna ask you. Because, I mean, I know your opinion is going to be a little bit wretched. I got a question. Is it true that dumb girls have better sex? Because, I mean, I'm pulling off the reports, so it's not true. So smart girls, because I'm a smart girl, and I feel like I am the beast when it comes to these sheets.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm finna clear all that up. In most cases, when you see a guy, I respect all women. I commend all women for looking beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you got one out there that's actually just hard, trying so hard, you know, trying to stunt, half the time, they ain't worth shit, man. You fuck no one good time, them motherfuckers ain't finna give you no performance behind in the bed. They just there to look good. I look at it like this. The smart ones that got the good paying jobs, you know what I'm saying, half the time they ain't got no man in life. So sex play a big role for them. They get behind closed doors, man. Them motherfuckers the biggest freaks. Them motherfuckers might have whips and chains, might have a goddamn sex chest sitting in that motherfucker, all kind of shit. Might tie your ass up and goddamn just rape you. So yeah, the women that they're putting on, man, them motherfuckers like wet dope, man. Won't sail nowhere, man. Hit that ass one good time, you got one good nut coming out your head, and that's a done deal. And you just pass on like, shit, I just fucked up. But you got one that's like head strong, like as far as CEO or something.
It's
going to
make me feel bad for being smart. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. And get what? And half the time, if you catch that CEO, like, out in a public place, like at a bar or something, and it's into you, she's going to be like, okay, I'm going to buy you a drink. And when she buy you that drink, y'all have finished that conversation, she going to tell you straight up, oh, you coming home with me tonight. And when she tell you that, oh, you better buckle your seatbelt, because, boy, you're going on the ride. She gonna fuck you. You ain't gonna fuck her. She gonna fuck you. She gonna make sure you get that nut and then some. And she gonna have you coming back, especially if she put it down. I'm telling you. Great. Nah, these motherfuckers out here, man, they ain't worth shit, man. The strippers, they ain't worth shit neither. They ain't worth shit.
Oh.
One good fuck, one nut. One good nut and then you're done.
I got a question, cuz you too. So is it true that the strippers are dumb, or have you met any smart strippers? Because I'm trying to, I met some smart strippers.
I met one female, as a matter of fact, she's dancing the flame about a while back. And she was paying her way through school, had already got her bachelor's, and she was going to graduate school. And she wasn't a bad-looking chick. She wasn't a bad-looking chick. She was headstrong. She kept herself. She was content. She didn't get caught up in the hype like most women would in that type of life. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, she was straight. She was straight. I mean, she had a good head on her shoulders. And, you know what I'm saying, that's hard to find in that business, you know. And that would really impress me about it. Now, you know, I told her, you know, I'm going to support you. You know, you just keep doing your thing because you don't find women like that. You don't find women like that. You know?
I know you got a you know, you and your herd of whores, your band of bitches, your flock of losers.
I mean, for real, because you want to ask me that question, man. I mean, all I know is smart strippers, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know no dumb strippers, man. You know what I mean? All my strippers smart, man, because they
so
already
know. So what you saying? They stripping for a cause, and then once they meet that cause,
I'm in the business of tricks, man. You know what I'm saying? They tricks all over this motherfucker right here, man. Please believe it. So you already know, man, I deal with smart strippers, man. You know the fact that there's all kinds of tricks out here. That's all.
So but I'm saying though, I mean, you all just said that it's dumb to send. I mean, I think it is like the dumbest thing to send a naked picture, then get mad when it gets in the wrong hands.
No, what's dumb is, you know what I'm saying? What's dumb is you got my guy talking about over here, man, what the goddamn smart bitches and shit. What's dumb is them hoes trying to learn how to strip and do all types of shit with their goddamn man when we don't want them to strip. You feel me?
Yep.
We don't want them to goddamn learn how to pole dance and shit. But them the ones who trying to learn how to strip and be hoes when you're a goddamn smart bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. That's dumb. When you're a boss bitch, you're trying to learn how to goddamn pole dance and shit. Bitch, you're a boss bitch. Bitch, we don't want you out here trying to pole dance. Leave that to the motherfucking hoes who know how to do that. Yeah.
And
so you say you don't want no private dance in the house, in the
den? All I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying, I want my goddamn boss bitch to get, you know what I'm saying? I don't want my boss bitch to be trying to have fun, trying to learn how to pole dance. That's all I'm saying, speaking for myself.
So basically you say you don't want your smart girl to have no dumb booty.
Yeah, you gotta eat some stuff.
Because he got something for him. That's okay. I mean, I just don't get it.
when you went to Banneker High School, that's when that when you graduated from Banneker High School, you expect all kind of dumb shit to come out of a nigga mouth.
He went to Banneker?
Yeah.
Oh shit! Wait a minute. Hold on. So I got a question. Does the high school you went to dictate the level of dumbness that you have? I mean, like, if the high school has a reputation of a bunch of dumb motherfuckers, you mean, are you stereotyped? I mean, because I went to a certain high school, but I won't tell no. I went to several. You know what I'm saying? But I.
Hello.
MATL02. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later. MATL02. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
I don't know what the hell's going on. I bet this got something to do with you, Carlos.
Yeah, I think I'm on the line. I had somebody on the other line, and I get the hung up on me.
Yeah, I know you did, but you're dumb ass.
Exactly. No, I ain't gonna say that about my high school. I mean, shout out to everybody that went to Banneker High School and shit, but, you know, nah, it wasn't nothing like that, man.
So you saying that his high school don't have nothing to do with the way he learned.
Nah,
I'm real, high school.
Everybody was in their own lane at Banneker High School.
The shit flew Pimpin' Pete. I was trying to see if I could get him back on here because he might have thought that was his line doing some stupid shit. What I'm saying is, you know, I'm for real. Certain schools do not teach, don't have certain, you know, curriculum and certain interests in their students as other schools. You know, so I was a person that went to like tons of schools because just none really fit. You know, really, I should have been teaching. You know what I'm saying? Because it just didn't know enough for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. I think that he said that was his phone because it threw him off. So I'm fine.
I don't know who phone it is.
That's me on the switchboard because it threw calls off. And it started making that noise. And I get see.
Your
you
call
know,
has been
like,
forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Damn.
40.
Anyway. So back to what we were saying, yeah, I mean, because, you know, some schools do, you know, do cause dumbness. I mean, I just, if I had kids, I really don't want my, I'm not going to allow my child to go to certain schools because, you know, just the behavior and the attitude and, the, you know, just the whole ambience is just not what I would, you know, prefer for my for a little super bitch, you know what I'm saying? Sorry about that, y'all. I know y'all. You know, took that offensively, but it's super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. Shout out to all
right.
the super bitches in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Some schools do cause excessive dumbness. I'm serious. I had a situation where I was in the classroom, and the teacher sat in eight because the students had no interest. I mean, I'm literally the classroom was just like some old Joe Clark shit. So they go, cuz, see, I told you switchboard acting a fool. Cuz.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm saying, you know, it was really like Joe Clark type shit. You know, students in the classroom, brain hell. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everything going on with what needs to be going on. The teacher now, you know, eating her lunch, you know, sitting out doing absolutely nothing. And at the time, because it was not an interesting course, you're like, yay, this is a party period. But shit. Oh, no, I absolutely don't know much about American history, and I'm not going to even call her name because a lot of these motherfuckers that listen know exactly who I'm talking about. But I'm offended at this point because, you know, when Trapper John does speak about the shit in American history, I can't bring myself to tell him I have no clue what the fuck you're talking about because my teacher didn't give a damn and, you know, allowed us to be dumb. And not only that, though, when it was time to take the test, what she would do, this is the shit she used to do. Okay, like, say, for instance, you finished with your test. She'd take the brand new paper up, then she'd look over and tell you which ones to go look at. Now, if you had answer A and it was wrong, by the time at least four of y'all done went up there, you know if B was wrong and if D was wrong. So all of y'all know to put C. I mean, come on. Y'all, some of these people are making us dumb with the bullshit. That's all I'm saying.
And the school's getting dumber anyway. I mean, because look at it, the kids ain't learning nothing, man. This is probably the third school shooting probably in this last month. that it happened today. They had a school shooting in Tri-City. Well, I ain't gonna say a shooting, but you know, young niggas gonna pull up, walk into school that don't go to school there, then catch a pistol, goddamn, fall out his goddamn pants. Come on, man, that's some dumb shit. It's like now, as soon as something go down, it becomes a trend. Everybody following that trend. You know what I'm saying?
That's the dumbest
thing
I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
that's real
man.
Dumb. Well, I mean, why do you need to go to the school? You know, why would you need to go to a school where people are trying to enlighten themselves and, you know, learn something and disrupt with that dumb shit? So you're telling me that because I want to go and learn something and become a better person and, you know, be able to further my life or make better choices, I got to be afraid of dying? God damn!
Oh, hell.
Now we dumb, man. Cause we be taking all that goddamn dumb ass medicine them doctors be giving them, man, for them fake ass diseases that they think them folk be having.
Oh,
you know, cuz,
you finna get deep now. Wait a minute, cuz, wait a minute.
They're popping them dumb ass mollies.
Uh oh, yeah.
They're popping them dumb ass mollies. They pop a molly and they sweat now.
All they got their Zazz and all them Percocets and all they got them other shit, man. Them folk don't even know why they even take that shit. Them folk just pop that shit for fun, thinking that shit's cool, man, when they don't even know the side effects of that shit, man, the long-term effects of that shit, man. Hey, man, that shit is dumb, man. That shit dumb.
So basically you saying that really it's all boiling down to the dumb choices with the medication and the experiments and it's causing dumb shit to jump off, which is becoming detrimental, and you know, and motherfuckers are losing their life because people want to play, be dumb and experiment.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Because we need dumb folks in the world, man, to do dumb shit, man, because we need them folks, man. You know what I'm saying? So we can separate, you know what I'm saying, those folks from the realness, man, you know what I mean? So you got to have something to compare to, man. So you need that balance, man. So you can weigh both sides of the scale, man, so you can know what side to fuck with. That's why they give us choices, you know what I'm saying?
But this ain't like being dumb now. It's an epidemic. Everybody down there dumb now.
Which is good. I mean, the real niggas are asleep, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
why it's so hard for a real nigga to goddamn step out here, man, because there's too many dumb goddamn fake shit going on. But,
yeah.
Hey. It's all good, man, because we the last of the dumb breed, man. I'm glad, man, I am the way I am,
me
man.
Too.
So that's all the
me
pure
too.
God.
Me too.
I'm trying to help. I came to save the world one show at a time. That's why Hot Talk Radio is here. It's raw, uncut. Ain't shit nobody can do about what's said. We not on the LCC, ABC, or QYZ. We say what the fuck needs to be said. We ain't biting our tongue. And you can't ban us in the USA because we all over the motherfucking world.
Okay.
Nah.
Hey, man, don't be talking bad about my country now. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't saying nothing about your dumb ass or your country. What the hell?
I ain't never seen some of this shit.
That come on TV. I mean, I'm just shocked and appalled at all this dumb shit. I can't take it no more. Too much dumb behavior. You know, I usually refer to it as basic, but really, you know what I'm saying? Basic motherfuckers do dumb shit.
That's true.
Hey, man, I fought with the basics, man. I don't know what you talk about, man, but I need the basics.
The basics ain't
bad. I need to stick to the script, man. You know what I'm saying? So I need to go back to the fundamentals of things, man, because they forgot. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, when you're speaking of that basic shit, man, you got to be careful, man. You know what I mean?
I ain't got to be careful about a damn thing. Hell wrong with you. I'm Lady Libra hell. I say what the hell I want to say, and ain't shit nobody can do about it.
Well, I'm saying is, you know how we can flip shit, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? It's just like the dumb shit. Like you said, dog can be good, dog can be bad. Basic can be good, basic can be bad, too. That's all we said over here in the cut. Yeah.
I got a dumbass law. Did you not know that in Georgia, all sex toys... Wait, hold on. This is a dumb law. All sex toys are banned.
What now?
Sex toys are banned.
Oh, Georgia, a dumb state anyway. Georgia always got dumbass laws. Georgia always have had dumbass laws. Hell, sex toys, then they didn't ban pimping.
trying to ban pimping and prostitution. Man, they just dumb, man. Every motherfucker I run into that ain't from here, they get to talking, man, Georgia got some dumb ass laws. I said, bro, you did not know this?
How about you can't cut off a chicken head on Sunday?
Huh?
You can't cut off a chicken head on Sunday.
Okay, you can't.
He tell my nobody that he like chicken heads.
Chicken heads.
Yeah, he like chicken
heads. It's a wide variety of them now.
Oh, but hold up, though. Why is cussing over the telephone against the law? Well, I mean, you know, what I'm saying is right now, we that's a dumbass law. We breaking it right now. We cussing over the telephone.
Man, where the hell y'all get that from?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm saying that's one of them dumbass laws.
Boy, I tell you, buddy, folk, boy. I don't know, man. That, like my partner said, being real now is like becoming extinct. We the last of the Mohicans. But, man, this dumb shit is crazy. Dumb shit taking over the world, man. Look and think about it. Dumb shit is taking over the world.
Do you know it's illegal to be homeless?
Huh?
It's illegal to be homeless.
Is it illegal to be homeless?
It's illegal to be homeless. It's against the law to be homeless.
Well, shit, if it's illegal to be homeless, then everybody breaking, damn near everybody breaking the law.
I mean, I didn't say they were going to come put you in jail. I'm just telling you these dumb laws they got. I'm just saying.
Oh, if it's illegal to be homeless, why they ain't helping these homeless people out here now then? See, that's bullshit, man.
They supposed to be.
That's like you said, they supposed to be. They do that shit for a tax write-off. They supposed to be. These motherfuckers know what they doing, man. They know what they doing. So, man, dumb shit all over the world right now, man. I mean, look at it.
Hey,
look,
man,
at the, look at the Super Bowl. Look at the Super Bowl situation when the lights went out. That was dumb.
Let me tell you why we dumb, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we're supposed to be motherfucking dumb. We're supposed to be motherfucking dumb.
We do.
That's why people do dumb shit.
Yeah. He right.
We're supposed to be.
He right. Think about it. Look at how these businesses opening up. You go, you in the black area, you find more goddamn beauty stores and rainbows and rental rims and shit like that in our area. You go to the goddamn Crocker area, you got all kind of nice restaurants, nice shopping stores. But goddamn, we'd be dumb enough to go spend goddamn $500-$600 pair of Gucci shoes, and goddamn, your dumb ass still living in a fucking apartment on Section 8. Come on, now. Who does
that? It's nothing worse than a dumb motherfucker parking a nice ass ride at an apartment. I'd be like, that's such the dumbest thing that you could motherfucking do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm saying you just went and got the car. It ain't like no situation where you downsize or nothing like that. You motherfucking just go get your car. You know what I'm saying? Or the dumb shit motherfuckers do with their income tax returns. I mean, instead of doing something positive and investing in themselves, they go buy a pound of weed, they go out and eat every day, and they go buy flat screen TVs. And if you go to the pawn shop, that's the main thing that you could buy, because a couple weeks after money is gone, they pawn in the TV to get some money to pay a bill. That's what the dumbest thing. I mean,
never lied on that one, boy. God Lighthome said it bad, man.
What's dumb is that, you know, you move into a neighborhood, they done built up new houses. Then after you go back through that neighborhood, you see a bunch of houses been set on fire. I mean, damn, y'all make your own neighborhood look rich. And you think somebody want to come live next to y'all? And then they'll say shit like, oh, she thinks she too good. Why the fuck would I want to live next door to you? Y'all set shit on fire because, you don't keep shit up. I mean, goddamn. And people get mad at me, why you don't want to live in the city? Why the fuck should I? Number one, the taxes are so goddamn high, and it ain't worth
me coming to say that because of the kind of people that live in that area. They want you the damn way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't like having to go way to Hampton or ways, you know, up 85 to live. But hell, if I want to have something nice, that's where the fuck I gotta go. I got so tired of motherfucking my house getting kicked in, car getting broken. What the fuck? All this dumbass shit. And I can't understand for the life of me. At what point in life you living, you working normal day, you run up on some bitch or some nigga, you start kicking it with them, and then they got fucked up habits, and you then partake in them. That's the dumbest shit. I mean, don't you see what the fuck is done there to them?
Exactly.
So now you want to go to snorting cocaine or popping pills or chewing on Mileys or whatever the fuck it's called. This motherfucker that came in your life, and you trying to, you know, kick it with them. And I ain't talking on experimental basis. I'm talking it takes you fucking out. Now y'all both running around on the side of the damn street begging from pillar to post. Dumb shit. The king that checked in. I mean, a group of super niggas that just so happen to be kings has checked in. Oh, God. Oh, you want me to say it like it's a dick in my mouth?
I mean, shit, you can say it however you want to, and you can goggle at it, but shit, I'm here. Motherfucker.
You want me to gargle it? You a nasty, dumb motherfucker. You want me to gargle
it? Thank you for saying it right.
Y'all is sick.
Niggas getting exposed tonight.
Yeah.
All this dumb shit. You know what I'm saying?
They need to get exposed too, goddamn
it. Man, motherfucker.
That's what we have to do. We have to help the children. You know, High Top Radio had so many. I mean, you remember when you was a child that you used to love Too Loud Crew, as nasty as they could be. You were just and the more they come, the more your hormones shot up. You know, and my favorite saying was what my Uncle Lou used to say, hey, we want some food.
I'm about to say, we want some food to stay.
I think I said that shit one day during school hours. Them gonna look at me like I'm crazy.
What I'm saying is, he had all the attention. So what you have to do when you have that kind of attention drawn to you, because I talk radio, don't do nothing to you, motherfucker, pussy, big ass, fuck you. We don't say nothing but what Uncle Luke said. So you know all the teenagers are drawn to because they like, oh, I can hear this. I can put my earphones on. Mama ain't in the other room listening too. You know what I'm saying? So when my baby's from the U.K., shout out
to the
U.K.
Yeah.
When my baby's from the U.K. called me, they say, oh, my mother, she loves what's up with you. And my grandmother does too. I was like, yo, grandma, this is not talk radio. I just fell under the anointing. I'm like, your grandmama, your mama. And my teacher plays for her video. And the first, well, we take touch. I say, your teacher has hot talk radio playing while y'all take tests. Shout out to Mr. Speaker. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you do it. Because, see, over there, it's, you know, is a different time than, you know, what it is here. So they in class like.
Oh, hell no.
Hell yeah. Yes. This is, we have a holiday that's called the Green Park Festival. It's like the 4th of July over there. And we sit at the park with our laptops and listen to our talk radio. It's millions of listeners over here. I'm like, and they want
to
ban me over here in the USA. I'm going to the UK where I'm wanted. Shout out to Scotland, Ireland, England, and Wales. They're not dumb. Because they realize we're giving a positive message. It's just not, you know, in that format that teenagers like to ignore. We get their attention. You know, hey, we want some. I don't want no pussy, but I'm just saying, that's the kind of shit that gets your attention when you're a teenager. They talking mad. You know what I'm saying? Don't be dumb. Stay in school. You know what I'm saying? Do all your homework. Don't be disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Watch who you have oral sex with. I don't recommend it until you know what you're doing because I'm getting reports that a lot of y'all don't want to get in trouble for having sex, so you convert it to oral sex, which is just as, you know, it's just as journey.
That's good. That's very safe sex.
There you go with your. Oh, so now you're fine tonight. Somebody background finna piss my uterus off.
That very same thing.
That's background, this, man. This. That's how it's supposed to be, man. It's supposed
ain't
to be
nobody background folks to sound like
hey,
they DJing too.
Hey, you have to feel to this, cause you know what I'm saying. It, when you come in real, there got to be something that distracts you. You know what I'm saying? That causes you to be motherfucking dumb.
You,
know what I'm
you sound like you look a dumbass.
Shout out to whoever background that is. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate
shout
it.
Out to Pastor Blunt. Shout out to Pastor Blunt.
Don't do it, cuz.
It's that dumb shit. You're dumb.
You're dumb.
Same thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Still done.
They dumb.
Just play that Gorilla Zoe on dumb.
Hey, Merv, you're dumb. No, you're dumb. No, you're dumb. Well, you're dumb, too. You got glasses on. Well, you're dumb. Your nose is funny and dumb. Well, yeah, well, your eyes are dumb. Well, I'm going to sing while you're dumb. Your books are overdue because you're dumb. Oh, yeah? Well, your hamster ran away because you're dumb. Blood on cop because you're dumb. Yeah, and you downloaded the song because you're dumb. Your hemorrhoids are inflamed because you're dumb. Your brain's all stupid.
Oh, there's a duty. Everyone is dumb but me. I'm never ever wrong, and that's all you'll ever be.
To your friend's house to borrow some money so you could buy some scissors to open up your ketchup packets and enjoy your french fries more fully, but then just before you got to his front door, piano fell in your head because you're dumb. Didn't see that one coming.
Oh, say, can you see? Everyone is dumb but me. I never ever was, and that's all you'll ever be.
That's beautiful. Thank you. You're still dumb. Now die, you're dead, because you're dumb. Oh wait, you're still alive. You're still dumb nonetheless.
Everybody's dumb but me. Cuz.
Yeah.
Swear.
What?
Swear.
What?
Don't be calling me somebody no damn what. It's
man,
too dumb.
What to do, man? What to do?
What's going on,
man?
Father?
Man, what to do, G?
It's all gravy, baby.
Hell
gravy,
yeah.
Man.
Hell yeah.
Been shining on no phone, man. That's it, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's it. What up?
Who are we going to expose tonight?
We talking about all this dumb shit.
I'm just saying, who the fuck is we going to expose tonight? I came up in this bitch to expose some motherfuckers that done pissed me the fuck off. I'm talking about clean off.
But I got to ask Swerve this million-dollar question, because I want to hear his response. Swerve,
what?
Shut up, Cassandra, what? I'm trying to get the question out together. earlier, Carlos said that the statement was brought to me that dumb girls have better pussy. So I want to know.
They just got stupid asses. They just got stupid asses. I can answer that for you.
Squire.
What's up?
Do dumb girls have better pussy? Do you prefer to fuck dumb bitches over CEOs?
Well, you asked two different questions. You know what I'm saying? If dumb girls got better pussy, not got nothing to do with what I prefer to fuck.
Yeah.
That's those two totally different questions. But to answer the first question,
well, ask both of the motherfuckers with your dumb ass.
I ask whichever one I feel like it, which is none of the above.
That's what I'm talking about. That might close out, man. I'm going to holler at y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? My boy Light on Light Check, the inner representative for the cut, man. Shout out to that boy Low, man. Shout out to the King, man. You know what I'm saying? Super niggas, man. And, man, shout out to all y'all, man, for checking in on Pimp Drew Takeover Tuesday, man. Shout out to the Sweet, man, a.k.a. the Switcher, man, a.k.a. Holy Mother, man. I'm going to get at y'all, man, on Thursday. I'm going with your boy.
Church. and the church says, amen.
Oh, whatever. The church ain't saying shit. This switchboard is acting damn fool right now. I'm fucking tired of this damn switchboard. I don't know what the hell to do. It just decides to hang motherfuckers up at random. So it's me and you.
I like smart girls with dumb booties. That's what I like.
I'm sure you do. What is some of the most dumb shit? Because I was reading some of the dumb laws in Georgia, and I didn't know it was against the law to tie a giraffe to a pole.
Oh, yeah? Shit.
Yeah,
hey,
so next time you get ready to take your giraffe for a walk, don't tie
him
to no pole.
Yeah, I got him taking him loose right now.
You stupid!
No, because it's against the law. It's against the law.
You stupid. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious about these laws. I Googled them because I wanted to know. You know, it's against the law to wear a hat in a movie theater.
Yeah, I can go with that.
And a massage business cannot sell alcohol on the side. So if you get a massage, you can't buy liquor in there too. It's against the law.
I agree with that.
You agree with that?
Yeah. You should bring your own alcohol to the massage. You know what I'm saying? Why would you be in there buying alcohol? Bring your own shit. That's what they made flasks for.
It's illegal to sit on your porch in an indecent position. So if you're sitting on the porch and Mr. Butt naked, you breaking the law.
No, it's that indecent. Ain't nothing indecent about that.
It's indecent to be sitting on the porch naked.
No, the key word says indecent. So if I find it to be decent, or anybody that's passing by finds it to be decent,
you're going
it's
to
okay.
jail. You're going to jail, swear. The dumbass is going to jail. Yes, you are.
Who you think?
Yes,
who you think voted for me? Who you think voted for me? It's the community. the community voted me, Mr. Butt Naked. So they found it decent.
Did you know it was against the law?
You, on the other hand, on the porch butt naked would be indecent. Now that's indecent.
That's a motherfucking lie. Me being on the porch butt naked is enlightenment.
We're bringing out SWAT. We're arresting the whole neighborhood.
Nah. What I'm saying is, did you know that it's against the law to curse in front of a dead body? In a morgue. So if I catch you cursing the dead motherfucker, you going to jail.
So no
I'm just trying to let these people know
that
they be breaking laws and don't know they breaking laws. You know what I'm saying? They dumb laws, but I don't want, you know, if you don't know, you know, you still can go to jail. Ignorance is not, you know, ignorance of the law is not an excuse. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to tell these people, I'm here to save them.
But on a serious note, man, the most stupidest law, I think, that I've heard of thus far is even if you got your concealed weapon license, a motherfucker you walk in your house, a motherfucker is running out the back door with your TV, it's against the law for you to shoot his ass in the back because he got his back turned and he's fleeing. He still got your TV in his hand, but you can't shoot him in the back.
What do you recommend in a situation like that?
You yell out, hey, as soon as they turn around, you shoot their ass in the face.
Or how about you run around the back and meet him and then shoot him?
You could do that, too. You just can't shoot him in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, we're giving out pointers because we want y'all to know how to kill a motherfucker today and not go to shit jail for a dumb, because it's a dumb law. You know what I'm saying? How about radio to enlighten you? You know what I'm saying? We here to say, because somebody didn't know that. It's motherfucker, somebody right now just shot somebody in the back and then sitting up wondering why they in jail. You know? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not right. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, this dumbass law, how about this one? It's against the law to have a weapon while committing a felony. But I'm saying, what if I wasn't intentionally trying to commit a felony?
It's all good.
It just so happened to just jump off. You know what I'm saying? Say, for instance, what's a felony? I wasn't robbing nobody. I can't just say, you can't make a mistake and rob nobody. But let's say, vehicular homicide, I'm sure it's a felony. You make a mistake and hit somebody by mistake.
You was asking to buy you lunch when they was coming over to get to prison. So you was really a prostitute.
I accidentally prostituted. Okay, and then I had a weapon. So now I'm committing a felony and I got a gun. Which that carried 5 years right there. I mean, I'm serious. This shit is some really dumb shit going on. And somebody needs to, you know, y'all need to know this stuff because people getting hemmed up every time because they don't know about these dumbass damn laws. You know what I'm saying? Okay, aggravated assault. Okay, it's aggravated when you have an intent. But it wasn't no intent till I realized that motherfucker was trying to hurt me, was trying to kill me first. So now I'm trying to defend myself, and now y'all gonna consider it aggravated. And just because I have a weapon on me now I'm committing a felony while carrying a gun, and now I'm looking at 5 years just for that charge alone. Well, you better do something about these dumbass damn laws. I can't take this shit. No, don't get quiet now. This, you know, some of this shit, you know, it's sad. You know, and I just want to say, you know, fellas, I don't like dumb guys. I don't. I like guys that have swag, that are intellectually inclined. You know what I'm saying? I like smart gentlemen that are cool. You know, I like nerds. I really do. But if you're going to be a nerd, you're going to need to take some swag lessons. Call up Swerve and holding classes and shit. Because I'm tired of ain't nothing worse than a nigga that can't even pronounce the endings of his words trying to talk to me. And I'm saying, like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with you? Nothing. I can't even sit on your face because you're not smart enough. I don't entertain dummies under no circumstances. I'm sorry. I need y'all to understand that. Ain't nothing worse than a dumbass motherfucker hollering at me while I'm riding by. Am I supposed to pull over and turn around and entertain you? I mean,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, you're supposed to pull over because you're trying to holler at your friend in the passenger seat, and you ain't.
Well, you was the one in the passenger seat, motherfucker. So why the hell is he trying to holler at your dumb ass? Because,
you know, I got them freaks for sale.
You selling freaks? You selling
damn
freaks?
Right. Yeah, I'm selling freaks.
I'm going to need you to make better decisions in life. You know what I'm saying?
It's too late for me. Save yourself.
I need to let people know that their dumbness is not cute. And another thing, the dumb dialogue is a big damn turnoff. Because I don't really understand what you're saying. And then y'all get mad at me because I'm sitting there looking at you because I don't know what you just said. You're going to need to learn how to communicate more effectively. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention when you're in school. You know what I'm saying? Don't, in turn, try to talk that other language and think that it's cute because somebody else may not understand what the fuck you're saying, and then you may be done offended them and didn't even know you offended them. I get offended what? All the time because somebody's saying something dumb, and I'm sitting there like, I really don't know what you're asking of me. You know, I really, what, Swerve?
What are you talking about? Swerve.
You?
Oh.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's cool.
So I want to tell the fellas, you know, everybody is not going to go to college. You know, that's not what I'm saying. But learn. You can teach yourself. Read. Read books. You know, read the dictionary. It's not cute to drop out of school and hang on the corner. That's dumb. That's really dumb shit. It's not cool to hang out with the niggas that hang out at the trap house and do nothing all day. That's dumb shit. And then you're wondering why the police is always at that particular apartment and they always run. And that's dumb shit to me. Y'all sit up there and hang out at an apartment and drink and smoke reefers and sell drugs to the little children and the crackheads in the neighborhood, which brings value down to your neighborhood and causes harm to your people, which causes long-term effects on other people. And then you sit up wondering why, you know, your life is fucked up. You do dumb shit. Every time you sell crack to somebody who has children, somebody is neglected. So y'all need to stop making so much dumb decisions. Because you're only doing it because you can't get the job that you want because you're too dumb to have that job. So you know, it all reverts back to having, you know, some intellect. You know what I'm saying? All this, okay. Yeah, you know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't feel like talking no more.
I know you don't. Just go dumb. That's what you do.
Yeah, I like them. I know what you like. I know what you like. I know what you want. I know what you need. Shit out your ass. I'm letting my homeboy call it. You know, you got some cushion. So you know what it's really about, boys. I wanna fuck you till your thighs hurt. Betcha I can make that pussy squirt. Take my tongue and get it wet first.
Go down.
Go down.
Go down.
I'm gonna fuck you till your thighs hurt.
Go down.
Bitch, I can make a pussy squirt.
Go down.
Take my tongue and get it wet first.
Go down.
Go down.
Go down.
Go down. Okay. Hey, ma. I need you to shave your pubics. I'm about to get it wet like the bottom of a cruise ship. You got some cute lips, not the ones on your face. I need a napkin, I need to say grace. Amen, pussy juice all on my chin. I can't breathe, I can't see. An hour later, I feel pain in my knees. You lucky bitch, I should charge you a fee. Your clit swole, your lips tender. You know Wesley Pipes? That's my mentor. I'm a member of the Go Dumb Boys. And when I eat that pussy, I make one noise.
To eat it some more, I love how that pussy tastes. Now what you to play. You say that pussy mine, well, let's 69 and come at the same time. I wanna fuck you till your thighs hurt. Betcha I can make that pussy squirt. Take my tongue and get it wet first. Go dumb. Have to do me. She's on me backwards, playing with my meat, riding my face like a bicycle seat. This bitch moaning like a motherfucker, turning me on more. And I don't even know if this girl a whore. They say I'm nasty, just mature. I have grown sex. She like, damn, what you doing? Ain't no net. She dripping wet. Stand up, it's like a shower. Cause I've been sucking this bitch for the last half hour. Now here comes Dick. She wanna tap out quick. But ain't no submission. Multiple positions. I should get commission. Off I could, you feeling. When I was done with the girl, she's like, G-Rock was in the building. This bitch was shivering. Then they couldn't sleep. When I was done with the tongue, she was in a deep. I wanna fuck you till your thighs hurt. Betcha I can make that pussy squirt. Take my tongue and get it wet first. Go dumb. Go dumb.
Violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I know your nasty ass like that one. You like that part. That's when Dawn sound good. I know both of y'all sitting there like, yeah, I want to fuck her to a pussy squirt. Go Dawn. See, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's what Hot Talk Radio do. What? You stayed on after you heard that. You didn't feel like talking that part, but when I went to fuck you till your pussy squirt, go dumb. I want to make your knees hurt. Go dumb. Then you know, oh, shit. Now you want me to send you that song in the email. I ain't sending you shit.
I don't need you to send it to me. Hey, I'm universal. They'll send it to me.
Oh, God. Here we go with this.
Yeah, y'all like that.
I flipped the script on y'all. I went from, you know, the positive side of go dumb to fucking in the sheets, go dumb. You know, fuck a pussy till it's dumb. I guess till it. Let me see. How do you fuck a pussy till it's dumb?
I mean, it's stupid already. It's stupid already. It ain't got no sense, so it just goes dumb.
Oh, so it can't speak because the other meaning for dumb is, you know, the ability not being able to speak.
It's almost like, you know how women feel like guys think with their dick, you know what I'm saying? When women, like, when her pussy goes stupid, shit, that shit get to squirting and she can't even control it. I mean, yeah, that nigga off in that shit. I'm just saying.
Oh. No. I didn't mean to get excited. But you said the pussy goes squirting?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so you say at that point when my pussy go to squirting is stupid, it's dumb.
Hell yeah, because, I mean, you don't even know what to do. Your eyes get to rolling back in your head and shit. It get to squirting everywhere. I mean, the faucet, you know, Niagara Falls is open. I'm just saying.
But y'all dick go dumb when it go to nothing, because at that point, y'all don't have no control and can't speak either. See,
you have
no
argument with me. See, the only rebuttal you had was try to come back and say something about us. But this ain't even about us. This is about your stupid pussy.
You ain't no kind of my pussy stupid and dumb, because I don't have no dumb, stupid pussy.
That shit go stupid. It ain't got no brain. That shit scarecrow dumb.
Oh, you just gonna call my pussy dumb? No,
Yeah,
let me
stupid.
Tell you something. I got a precious pussy.
Because see the thing about it, the reason why it's stupid, you have to be smart enough to control that motherfucker. Because if you not, shit, ain't no telling what might pop up.
Come on, who not bomba blood rampant? You don't know me? I am the original Danjana. You understand the road, boy? I don't want to ramp with bomba blood, me. Come on. I murder people for fun. Murder on a bomba blood for fun.
Yeah, I'm
you
just saying.
You don't watch your mouth. When you talk about your precious
pussy. But you know, I'm telling the truth. If you're not smart enough to cross your leg, that's why y'all have to cross y'all leg, because that shit going wild, yeah.
Blur, what do you have to say about these dumbass lies he on here telling?
I heard that.
I swear I'm on my side tonight.
No, he's not, because he's trying to fuck up some stupid pussy right now. That's why he ain't saying nothing.
Hello.
You sleep for them, bitch. I can't stand you. I'm gonna kill all y'all, motherfuckers. I promise I am. I'm so sick of y'all dumbass. I don't know what else to.
We gonna expose them stupid ass pussies that walking around. And women, them fine ass women, you know her pussy stupid because she walk funny and she gotta sit down her pussy so goddamn stupid. She like. Shit, let me sit down on this shit, because this shit jumping out my goddamn pants. Yeah. Some of them
you
ain't wearing pants.
Her so dumb that it's so dumb that she had to cross her legs to make it be. I'm confused.
Man, she had to cross her legs. That stuff is just that good. Them women that just sit like boys and shit, they pussy ain't stupid. They pussy just there. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want that. That stupid pussy that's ignorant, that can't nobody,
that dumb,
you know what I'm saying? Man. That's why she had to call her legs. She can't even control that shit.
I'm finna call one right now.
I'm just saying.
You ain't finna call no damn body. We're so blind.
Hey, that stupid pussy make you come back, I bet you that. Just like that dumb dick. That dumb dick and stupid pussy go good together.
You ought to stop your bragging.
I'm just saying. A dumb dick is going to do it together. Because that dick going to be rocking hard and that pussy going to be so wet to where she going to have to find a towel or something because she's going to be like, shit, fuck, woo, goddamn.
Have mercy.
I just saying.
No. You're going to be put in time out because you don't come on here and say that my pussy is dumb because my pussy is highly complete. I got a super bitch pussy. Super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable.
It's still stupid.
The devil
is a liar.
It don't think for itself. You have to think for it.
Well, I hate to co-sign that good pussy. Well, I hate to co-sign that pussy.
The devil is a liar.
Yeah, already. Cut the head off Medusa.
Oh no! No!
She like Medusa. So, she look like Medusa. Hey.
You know, the ladies say that the dumber the nigga, the better the dick. I want to understand that because
the better the pussy.
The dumber the bitch,
right,
the better the pussy.
I'm just saying.
That's why they always tell me I ain't got no sense at all.
Because, see, you have to think, the most intelligent woman, she already know how to make her pussy come. That's out the gate. Then if she likes the dick, and then she can stimulate herself by mentally taking herself somewhere else by being with just that motherfucker she want to be with. That's what a stupid bitch does. A super, super stupid bitch with that good pussy. That's what she does. She finds her strong. She find her a strong-ass super nigga that's got that stupid dick that, you know what I'm saying, when his shit gets so hard, he can't walk. So what she going to do, she going to get on that fucking stupid dick with that silly-ass pussy and ride that motherfucker. He can't run nowhere.
You know, I'm all stuck out there in line tonight.
Oh, no. Nah. Come on now, baby.
What a goddamn minute. You just tried to make everything I said tonight not make sense, because everything is stupid, is illiterate, is unintellectual, is dumb, is retarded. I mean, goddamn.
Yeah, that Eve pussy was so stupid, that's why Adam was so dumb. He disobeyed everything God said because his dick was just that hard. I'm just saying. Damn, he couldn't think. So he had
ain't
a stupid
nobody
dick.
Like me.
She had some ignorant pussy. Hey.
Oh.
I'm saying, oh. I'm gonna call it how it is. I'm gonna call it how it is. You get a stupid dick and some ignorant pussy together, they'll make some beautiful shit happen.
Really?
Yeah. And then they'll think about it the next day. What just happened?
It'd be like fireworks.
Yep.
Wow. Boom.
Yep, I must confess. Niggas be tired and shit. Niggas don't have to go to the gym no more. Cause when you reach a certain age and you have some good sex, shit, and you good.
Oh. Put
your finger in me. Rid me. I'm a bastard, yeah.
That's why people can grow old together. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Because they actually making oh. love. Cause when you reach a certain age, you gonna find a motherfucker to where, like, shit, you know her, you know your, and y'all just gonna do that shit. I heard that.
So, I don't like the lesson that you brought tonight because you just sat there and tried to make being dumb and stupid a good thing.
I'm talking about the dick and the pussy. That's it.
Oh, so basically, the dick ain't got long. So you say, are you saying that the dick and the pussy don't know nothing?
They don't know shit.
Oh. It don't know nothing. So it's not responsible for its actions and its decisions.
No, it's the person that holds it that's responsible for the actions.
Yeah, because you know what? I know for a fact that a dick just responds. Because the person can be sweet, and the dick will be hard, and they will be sweet.
Right.
That's a dumb dick.
That's why it's always the man's fault, because he got a dumb dick. And the woman pussy, that's why she has to cross her leg, nigga. Like, look, I already got a stupid pussy. You know what I got. So you need to control your dick.
Oh.
Damn.
So what you saying is don't blame. Okay, so if a man is somewhere and a woman just walk up to him and brush up against his dick and his dick get hard, whose fault is it? Is it the dick's? Because it's dumb and it responded, or is it the man's? I'm confused.
It's usually the dick, and then the dick just letting the man know he sees something he likes. And the man needs to tell his dick, hey, bro, you need to cool out because, you know, I ain't even talked to her yet. So, hey, we need to see if, you know, if that's worth us, you know what I'm saying, planting our seed over there or planting our flag or exploring that territory. They're supposed to have that conversation before, you know, it doesn't even pop off, because I'm telling you beforehand, it's a stupid fucking pussy. And she walking by trying to get to her seat and sit down or get over there so she can just chill out. You know what I'm saying? She ain't even mean to brush up against your dick. She might just have a big fat ass. You know what I'm saying? And a big fat ass and some good pussy, that go hand in hand. So she may not even mean it. She's just like, you know, hey, it is what it is. But you still got to control yourself to where you got to be respectful enough to that woman to, like, look, I know you got a stupid pussy and I got this dumb dick, so I'm going to be mad enough to respect you and, like, look, my name is such and such and such and such. You know what I'm saying? This me, this how I get down. And you got to give that woman the opportunity to think about, do she want to give you this stupid pussy or not?
So, I got a question. Is the dick so dumb that if it gets sucked, then it's got to be fucked afterwards?
I can neither deny or confirm that statement.
Now what? You ain't going to come over here and plead motherfucker Phil. It's against the law to plead the Phil on High Talk Radio.
I didn't plead the Phil. I said.
Yes, you did.
I can't say shit.
Why?
I said I can neither deny or confirm that statement because, see, me
that's
personally.
I can't say, I'm not
me,
saying shit.
Because, see,
that's
because, see, I don't want to speak for all men when I say this. Now, I'm saying for me as a man, honestly, I feel that if a woman takes time enough to please this man and, you know, clean the royal penis with her tongue, of course I feel the obligation that I need to bless her and lay her down, you know what I'm saying, and hold her for a minute and make sure she take every inch of what I got to give her because she did this. I just want to let her know she did this. She put her mouth on me. So, therefore, it is my obligation to pay her back everything that she asked for. Now, that's what I'm saying. That's just me. I don't know what other
guys. What about dumbass expect a relationship after that?
hey. That's still on her because of what she did. That, because she needs to understand, because how she jumped out there and put herself in the position of where other women would do the same thing. But see, she might lose credibility, just a little credibility, not much, but because you still digging me. But, you know, you just can't jump out there on the first date and drop down and start doing stuff like that and think that, you know what I'm saying, that you're going to automatically get that position. Because, you know what I'm saying?
What if she ain't no new chick? What is one of your previous, one of your throwbacks?
Well, she already know what I like, so that ain't even no question.
No, I'm saying, but she might want a relationship after the head and the sex.
I mean, and you know, like you said, if that's an individual that's just that close to me and her can sit down and talk like individuals, because me personally, I like to talk to a female and get to know her, because I mean, I just can't share my kingdom with just any goddamn body.
Better dumb it down for him. Dumb it down for him now, because somebody didn't understand.
I'm just saying.
Carrera. Dumb it down. Coolest nigga, what?
Dumb it down.
SNF.
Dumb it down.
I'm fearless, now hear this, I'm earless, and I'm peerless, that means I'm eyeless, which means I'm tearless, which means my iris resides where my ears is, which means I'm blinded, but I'ma find it, I can feel its nearness, but I'm a veer, so I don't come near, like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my windshield smear. Here you steer, I really shouldn't be behind this, clearly cause my blindness. The windshield is minstrel, the whole grill is roadkill, so trilling, so sincere. Yeah, I'm both in there, to both pills when the bloke in the trench coat and the lokes in the cheer had approached him here.
Hey.
Made it clear as a ghost, so a biter of the dopes in the mirror. The writer of the quotes for the ghost, who supplier of the notes to the living. Rivets in his rosette, pockets full of posies given to the mother of the deceased. Awaken that ball till I'm resting in peace.
You going over niggas' heads, Lou. They telling me that they don't feel you. We ain't graduate from school, nigga. Them big words ain't cool, nigga. Yeah, I heard me and the bitch, nigga. Make a song for the bitches, nigga. We don't care about the weather, nigga. You'll sell more records if you.
And I'm mouthless, which means I'm soundless. Now as far as the hearing, I found it. It was as far as the distance from an earring to the ground is. But the door knockers on the ear of a stewardess in a leer. She fine and she flying, I feel I'm flying by, cause my mind's on cloud nine and in the mind at the same time. Pimp see the wings on an underground king, who's also Klingon, to infinity and beyond. Something really stinks, but I spinks like Leon. Or lying in the desert, I flying on Pegasus, you flying on a pheasant. Writer of the white powder, picker of the fire flower, spit hot fire like dialing on Chappelle's skit. Yeah, smell it on my unicorn.
Hey.
Don't snort the white horse, but toot my own horn.
Hey.
You been shedding too much light, Lou. You're making them want to do right, Lou. They're getting self-esteem, Lou. These girls are trying to be queens, Lou. They're trying to graduate from school, Lou. They're starting to think that smart is cool, Lou. They're trying to get about the hood, Lou. I'll tell you what you should do.
And I'm brainless, which means I'm headless, like Ichabod Crane is, or foreplay less sexist, which makes me stainless, with no neck left to hang a chain with, which makes me neckless, less like a necklace theft, and I ain't use my headrest yet. They said they need proof like a vestless chest, about the best fair FF jet in the nest, who exudes confidence and excess depth. Even scuba Steve will find it hard to breathe around these leaves.
My snorkel is a tuba, loot a ruler around these seas. West side beside him, west side beside him. Chest high and rising, almost touching the knees. The stewardess in the pilot, lucky they make you fly with personal floating devices. You're falling out of my sleeves. Take a blame, make your brain, make a boat. I make a plane, then I pull the plug and I make it drain, hey. Until I feel like blowing and filling it up again.
Hey.
West side,
you putting me to sleep, nigga.
Hey.
That's why you ain't popping in the streets, nigga.
Hey.
You ain't winning no awards, nigga.
Hey.
Robots and skateboards, nigga.
Hey.
GQ man of the year, G.
Hey.
Shit ain't rocking over here, B.
Hey.
Won't you talk about your car, nigga?
Hey.
And what the fuck is Go Yard, nigga?
Hey.
Make it rain for the chicks.
Hey.
Pour champagne on a bitch.
Hey.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey.
How can I get on the song with you? Look, B, here's my man, my two-way.
Hey.
What's right here? Take this.
Hey.
That right there. Fuck my boy talking about, nigga.
Hey,
nigga, you hot to me. I like you.
G, they told me I should come down, cousin, but I flatly refuse.
I ain't dumb down, no.
He said he ain't dumbing down nothing. He ain't dumbing down nothing. Ja.
Yes.
You gonna dumb it down?
Hell no.
He said he ain't dumbing down nothing.
Hell no.
Go ahead and tell him what you got to tell him, and I close it out.
I mean, look, you can follow the King at KINGJA8357. You can catch me on Instagram, same joint. You can also catch me on Tumblr, KingJADO357. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to know what we're doing. Everybody want to get it. Everybody want to see it. So here it is. You know what I'm saying? Just go to HennyWhiteMusic.com. We doing big things. Everybody need to come on and get on board. Because All-Star Weekend, we going to blow the fuck up. Hot Talk Radio, we fucking with you long way. Because we get on, you know what I'm saying? Look, everybody need to be exposed. Lady Libra got you. Drop a John, got you. Swerve, got your goddamn ass. So you know what? In 2013, everybody on Hot Talk Radio coming on to blast your motherfucking ass. And now we ain't giving you no publicity because we know exactly who we talking about, but you know. Dig that. Lady Libra, take it home.
I just want to let y'all know when y'all messaging me on Facebook telling me I can't use, when can you see me? That's dumb to think you will. You're not seeing me. Fuck, I mean, am I supposed to message y'all and be like, oh, okay, well, we gonna meet at? I don't know who the fuck you are. I'm not trying to know who the fuck you are. The fuck? You just the dumbest shit you could do. Messaging me with that bullshit. I'm not on here looking for no motherfucking date. Facebook is not the dating service for me. I keep telling y'all dumbasses that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to need y'all to make better choices in life. You know what I'm saying? Children, stay in school. Be respectful to your parents. I know y'all don't always agree with them. They crazy. It's like Libra talking to you. You know what I'm saying? It's auntie. I know that your parents talk crazy. I was a teenager and still is. And they still talk crazy. But respect them. Don't be dumb and disrespect your mom and your father because there's going to be a time when they're not going to be here and then you're going to wish that they was here to be telling you what not to do and what to do. That's what they do. You know what I'm saying? I just need y'all to understand. Another thing. Now, I can't, you know what, that's another subject on another day. I ain't even going to go there. I'm not, you know, I just want to just, you know, make sure I speak to my, you know, my youth. Because I'm always speaking to y'all. But, you know, it's a lot of adults that don't make good, they make dumb choices and make, you know, so I have to, you know, enlighten them and teach them. Because some of y'all didn't get y'all lessons as y'all were growing up. You know what I'm saying? Because some of y'all were raised by children. You know what I'm saying? Take your time out here. There's no rush. You got the rest of your life to be willy-nilly, you know what I'm saying, and be grown. You got from zero to, let me see, when they turned on the job, about 12, 11?
Yeah,
you say 10?
about 11, 12.
Right. You know what I'm saying? From zero to 11, you normal. Then when 11, 12, you get dumb. And then, you know what I'm saying, when you do finish, you know, school and it's time to, you know, become an adult and, you know, go outside the yard and stay out past dark, and next thing you know, here you go becoming parents. And you haven't had a chance to live So, you know what I'm saying? Now you raising somebody else with that dumb mentality that you have because you haven't finished educating and growing and maturing. You know what I'm saying? If I meet y'all, you know what I'm saying, take your time. You got the rest of your life to do some of this shit. Stop rushing. You know what I'm saying? And prevention is better than cure. I don't tell nobody what to do. I just suggest them on better choices and decisions to make. The choice is yours. It's your pussy. It's your dumb ass dick. Now, what you can do is go and try to find ways to prevent, you know, certain things from happening, or you could just be dumb and willy-nilly with yourself and fuck up yourself, and then you bind yourself to 18 years of raising somebody else when you're still growing, and then when you get 35, 40 years old, you realize you done fucked up your life and the one you had when you was 10. I mean, now they start having, what, about 11, 12, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So take your time. Do it right. You know what I'm saying? Don't be dumb. Enjoy yourself. Learn in school. Do what you got to do. I'm sick of all this dumb shit. Go follow my page, Lady Libra Hell, LadyLibraHell, space Hell. And it's pronounced Lady Libra Hell. I am, and I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat this shit. You know what I'm saying? No. You know what I'm saying? And just because you're over 18 don't make you motherfucking grown. Whew. You won't be grown till you about 35.
Yeah, about 31 at least. At minimum,
you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, dog. These folks think that a number make you grown.
Nigga, no. That ain't it.
Uh-uh.
That ain't it.
Y'all, these teenagers, they listening to Hot Talk Radio, and they learning, but, you know, sometimes the message fly right past them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, people thought, you know, this shit was just for entertainment. No, it says enlightenment. Right next to entertainment. So while you being entertained, your dumb ass gonna learn something. Now it's up to you to apply what you have learned. What I did learn is that my Uncle Luke, here we had to do with entertainment, and now he has always been helping the children because y'all get entertainment fucked up. That's that dumb shit. Don't let entertainment get you fucked up. You know, you hear the motherfucker rapping about busting caps and robbing and sitting in the trap house and you being the trap and all. That's entertainment, people. Don't be dumb and start trying to emulate what you hear these rappers and stuff saying. That's entertainment. Don't be dumb now. I'm trying to teach you. Now, y'all check in Wednesday for DJ Chopper John's Hump Day in the Hood live from the trap with DJ Chopper John. Where be at? That's where the trap is. You know what I'm saying? Because the trap is where Jaw is at. You know what I'm saying? I don't be in the trap. You know what I'm saying? I trap. That's my job. To capture you, teach you, and then release you back out there to make better choices in life. You know what I'm saying? So all y'all that want to fall in love at 18, thank you in love, and then you got a house full of children by the time you're 21, can't live your life. You know, look. Bro, put that dumb pussy down. Put that dumb dick down. Or protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? Prevention is better than cure. I ain't saying go out and go get no abortion. I'm not telling you that. I'm just telling you prevention is better than cure. You know what I'm saying? Because a baby ain't the only thing you got to worry about. This motherfucker's dropping dead, you know, time over and over again because they done caught something they couldn't get rid of. Y'all better put these dumb pussies and stupid dicks up. I'm just trying to tell you, you ain't got to rush it. You got the rest of your life to fuck. And sex don't even get good so how old, y'all. when that pussy starts squirting, now some of y'all learn how to squirt, you know, because y'all be experimenting at young ages. But I was not squirting at 9. I'm sorry. I was not a bitch that knew how to squirt at 9. Quit playing in my pussy was the last thing on my mind at 9, okay? Y'all, how old you are, you made a bitch squirt? Huh?
You asking me?
Yeah, I said, how old were you when you made a bitch squirt? Because she had to be around your age. I'm sure she wasn't motherfucking 12.
Oh, no. Honestly, shit. The first time it actually took me a minute because I actually had to learn how a woman's body actually operates. So, you had to go through
maturity. Yeah, puberty.
I was over 30 myself, so, yeah. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell them. Sex get good
yeah,
when you see them.
I'm not exactly sure when, but the thing about it, how I was able to do it, was I had to listen to what she was telling me, you know what I'm saying, on top of what I had, you know, thought about and dreamt about, you know what I'm saying? So upon what she was giving me and the knowledge that I was obtaining myself, you know, we were able to obtain that, I feel, together.
Oh. So I want to tell y'all something right now. All this young fucking, they call your dick hard. You ain't going to be able to keep a woman until you can make an orgasm and squirt. She ain't going to be your girlfriend. You will never have her until you can make that pussy do things they never done. But you can make that pussy dumb as hell. till it don't know nothing to do but just release and orgasm and squirt. You ain't going to be able to keep her.
I mean, them young boys ain't never been inside of a woman when she coming and squeezing his dick with her pussy. Them boys ain't going to know how to act when that shit happens. I'm just saying.
Trying to teach you. I'm
go follow DJ Papa John. Lady Leaper, but see, that's what fucked their head up. When that woman can actually use her muscles and contract that joint and pull that nut out that man. That was gonna fuck the head up. Because that's why his dick gonna be stupid. Cause she gonna get to pulling that nut out of him, and he gonna lose all military bear.
So world, y'all hear that, don't you?
I'm just saying that man gonna lose all bearing. He gonna get to making noises that, you know what I'm saying. He gonna sound like a motherfucking a giraffe or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a rhinoceros or a hippopotamus. She gonna be looking at him strange, like, nigga.
She might sound like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
But see, it gonna be a mutual thing, though. See, that was a thing that they gonna be able to share together. Cause when they do, they gonna look at each other, and it gonna be that moment of silence. It's just like, you don't say nothing. I don't either.
Everybody there dumb. You can't speak. See? There you go. It's too dumb, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Welcome to High Top Radio World. Catch us, follow us, High Top Radio on Facebook, Google us. We out there. We doing this shit. Trapper John and that Go campaign, running things, howling things, going coast to coast, north, south, east, and west. You know what I'm saying? Look him up, 445-144-259. He out there. He everywhere. He ain't never there. You know what I'm saying? And y'all can go search him on Facebook, Trapper, T-R-A-P-P-E-R, John, J-O-N. That's two words. Follow him on Twitter. It's DJ Trapper John on Twitter. We out there. Time out for the dumb shit. King John just told y'all how it goes, and I always tell you how it goes. Shout out to all the super bitches of the world, the super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the world, and those super niggas on deck. We fed up with the dumb shit. And we're going to let Wiz Khalifa take us out with it. We'll holler.
Papers watching time fly. California grapes, I'm breaking fine wine. Me, I'm sky high, my bitch down to earth. Money in the bank, weed roller in her purse. And I ain't slacking on the job, my dog, I've been alert. Been getting cake, bank been Levert. Big numbers on the net, so niggas show love. And the diamonds on my neck should make these hoes trust. On the road, at the venue filled with model hoes. College show, smoking gray eight on a roll. Bad broad, light skin,
hood niggas, white friends, and I ain't gotta talk much, it's in your face. Give me brain, cause she say she got expensive taste. Let her rub my tattoos, now she flying, smoking zigzags too. Nigga rap like crack, so I'm with that.
Walk inside my house, all you see is new couches and thumbprints. For instance, I got it from a distance. You work, I'm the CEO, you get assistance. John Stockton, buck boxing. I dropped the top on the Porsche box, Rick Fox. I shoot shots, figured I was a globetrot. The way I circulate the world, circulate diamonds, got babies, little pearls. I'm a bowling ball swirl, might be sherbert. Work wood like pervert. I leave it real specific. I'm calling you from Canada, long distance. Don't make me get resistant. I resist the rest with peace chain on chest. Throw back Travis Best, him with the left hand. I give you a little up front, give you less ground.
White like cocaine, married to my money, so I didn't sign a prenup. It'll stay paper, and I stay on some trap shit. 20 racks spent, and I'm still spending racks, bitch. 50 racks made, got me laying in the shade. Time to cut the grass, hit these snakes with the blades on with a half zip when he came to my city. Rolled up two joints, and he blew them bitches with me. Shout out my boy Riff Raff, we just out here trying to get cash. Do it slow, I might spit it fast, I might speed it up just like I hit the gas. It's that ill state, H-Town, Pittsburgh, we stay connected. Ask around, I'm well respected, from the ill state way down to Texas. Shining like a necklace, driving records, driving Chevys, won't buy a Lexus. Crashing names up off the checklist, about to easy put the rappers up for breakfast. Grab a pendant, write some fake shit, make your next club hit. Me, I'm going stupid, ham, I'm about to spit that dumb shit. Dumb bitch.